maintain the line for two now that they're in the double bonus. Tucker, that is his fourth foul. Sandusky's 10. They march 90 feet down the whole court. Probably can start to sense a little bit of excitement. Everyone doesn't want to say it, though. There's still 30 seconds left. At the line, Austin Drake on the right side of your radio, shooting two. Dribbles twice, and it's up, and it's short. What kind of defense is Ubley going to come out here, John?
I think they're going to try and take some time off the clock, go to a zone press.
And that second free throw is no good either, and goes out of bounds, stand up the ball. Into the game, Matt Grosso for Tucker.
No, they're retreating.
And
not even token pressure.
So it's 5 points between Sandusky and Ubley leading. They roll to half court to Shifley, 25 seconds now. Shifley being guarded by Sweeney over to Bowles. Top of the key, he takes the long three. It's up, and it's almost one in. Rebound, Lifran soars through the air to grab it. And he's dribbling around. They want him to foul him. Now over to Gabe Messing. Now over to Nick Sweeney. This game's 12 seconds, and this one's going to do it. And there's the foul. They fouled Marshall Lifrant, number 10, Justin Phil. That's his first. Double bonus coming for Marshall Lifrant. Not shot a free throw yet. He only has 8 points. He's had practically the entire third quarter in foul trouble. Well, this one came down to the wire. It was a good game all the way down. Marshall Lifrant trying to secure the victory right now with those first three throws up and good. He now has 9. Tucker replaces Grosso, a little offense defense here. Ubley more than likely going to have a rematch with Harbor Beach on Friday in this gymnasium in Cass City. Marshall Lifrant's second three throws up and good. Now a 7-point lead, and it's thrown away. That's Mills, and Ubley, Gabe Messing has it, and that's going to do it. Final buzzer. Ubley comes out with a 7-point victory over Sandusky, 55-48. Can you say rubber match? Yes, you can. Friday, Harbor Beach versus Ubley in Cass City, the battle for the orange and black, round number 3. You're tuned to WLAW. We'll wrap this whole thing up in just a few minutes.
Hard work and dedication is how championship teams are made. Everyone at Signature Bank would like to congratulate all area athletes on a job well done. At Signature Bank, we promote academic achievement and sports excellence. When it comes to banking, we have over 40 years of experience. Supporting your local businesses and communities is our focus. And when you invest with Signature Bank, you invest in your community. The best of luck to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebewing. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Why is it important that auto owners insurance works solely through independent agents? Because independent agents live and work right in their communities, providing you with all your insurance needs. Auto owners insurance, highest in customer satisfaction with the auto insurance claims experience 4 years in a row, according to J.D. Power & Associates. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
This is Dave Peruski from Peruski Insurance Agency at 104 Scott Street in Bad Axe. Let's go over all your insurance needs. Call us at 989-269-9555. We're your auto owner's insurance agency, Peruski Insurance in Bad Axe.
For all your accounting needs, call Lori Messing, CPA of Ubley. She has extensive experience with QuickBooks and Peachtree accounting programs and can help you get the most out of your accounting program. If you need financial statements, payroll, or have tax issues, she can help too. Visit her office at 2201 Main Street, Ubley from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. Lori is also available to come to your place of business for an evaluation of your current accounting system. Just give Lori Messing a call at 989-658-8525. Good luck to the Ubley Bearcats from Lori Messing, CPA of Ubley.
Want the best deal on a prepaid cell phone? Thumb Cellular is shattering the competition's pricing with free $20 and $35 Fast Track prepaid cards. Right now, get an LG Roomer with slide-out QWERTY keyboard for just $15 and free activation. Other Thumb Cellular Fast Track phones are also available. Then purchase a $20 prepaid Fast Track card and you'll get another one free. That's 2 months of service for $20. Purchase a $35 prepaid Fast Track card and get two free. We're talking 3 months of service and thousands of minutes and texts for just $35. So this winter, save money on your prepaid service and step up to a Thumb Cellular Fast Track prepaid phone with the clearest reception in the thumb, a $15 phone, and 3 months of service for just $35. But you better hurry. This is a limited time offer. See an authorized agent or any Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky, the talk of the thumb.
Hi, Bill Jackson here from Moore Motor Sales in Carroll. Ram Truck Month in March. Test our metal with special savings on the remaining 2011 Ram trucks. Save $8,100 on this 4x4 crew cab with a Hemi set up to tow. And save on another Ram with all kinds of great equipment with a special price savings of $7,658. Plus, we have a 4x4 white Jeep Grand Cherokee X package with leather. It's flat towable. Save $4,600. Only at Moore Motor Sales, M81, just west of Carroll.
It's applauding a good play, regardless of the color of uniform a player is wearing. It's encouraging words for your team. It's avoiding discouraging words for the coaches and officials. It's about helping to create a positive atmosphere at an educational event. It's about showing respect for the game. What is it? It's sportsmanship. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics. Down
Main Street. At Bayport State Bank of Bayport, Pigeon, and Bad Axe, they enjoy giving credit. Bayport State Bank believes no matter who wins, they'd like to give credit to everyone. To everyone who's ever worked as a team, everyone who's ever pulled together for a common goal. They salute you. Because at Bayport State Bank, they believe in giving credit where credit is due. Bayport State Bank of Bayport, Pigeon, and Bad Axe. Member FDIC.
Get up to $100 cash back when you have NAPA Quick struts or shocks installed on your vehicle at Ubley Motor Service. That's right, the NAPA Ride to Rewards program offers up to $100 mail-in rebate with installation of NAPA Quick struts or shocks. Also find special pricing now on Cooper, BF Goodrich, and Goodyear tires. And Ubley Motor Service has a tire-changing machine that can accommodate up to 24-inch rims and run flat tires. From tune-ups to transmission overhauls and complete engine replacement. Trust the pit crew at Ubley Motor Service, and good luck, Ubley Bearcats.
Your number one Ubley Bearcats sports fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe is a winning combination. They'll work with you to ensure your home, auto business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Auto Owners, the no problem people.
Hi, I'm Sean McVeigh from the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
This one's in the books. Ubley and Harbor Beach in a rematch. For the rubber match in the district finals on Friday, Ryan Brown is standing by with head coach of Ubley, Ken Pickla. Ryan, take it away.
I'm with Coach Pickla here. Coach, what was the advantage to your team down the stretch?
I'm not sure we really had an advantage down the stretch. Both teams are playing pretty equal down the stretch. We were just trying to get one more score, and every time it seemed like we would get a score, they'd come back and get a score right on top of it, and we could never seem to really break away. I think we're ahead for most of the game. I'm not even sure if we were behind, but it just seems like we couldn't get that separation. We'd get it to six or seven, they'd come down, hit a three, and then we'd come down and maybe miss a shot, and they'd hit a two, and be right back to a two-point basketball game.
How do you think your team played from beginning to end of this ball game?
From beginning to end? It's the first time all year that a team's gone box and one against us, and it's the first time Marshall's had to try and move without the basketball. He got a little frustrated when he seen it because he usually gets to move free and without much pressure to begin with. They pick him up after he catches the ball, but It was the first, and he got a little frustrated, and that's where he picked up a couple of those fouls and got himself to where he had to come over and sit next to me on the bench, which doesn't help us none.
Friday night, Harbor Beach and Ubley. What would be the message to your team going into the Friday night's contest?
A lot of rest. A lot of rest the night before, because it'll be a war. It'll,